time to go viral. I'm homicidal, I'm killing all my rivals. I'm the man, should I put that on the Bible? I Spotify my target, cause you know I got the title. Hey, I'm a Mac too. I told baby shake that ass like she Apple. She said it's real, so she got my name tattooed. House full, so I hit it in the back room. Baby said she need it now, peep the urgency. I want a little Kim before she had the surgery. Leg spread on that hardcore poster. She love twerking, she just do it for the coach. Big dog, bull master. Six tray Chevrolet, I'm classic. All these niggas mad at me, that's tragic. Your main bitch in the bed, that's graphic. Yeah, we about to go viral. We about to go viral.
What's the deal, people? It's your boy, the one and only, your host that do the most, Mr. Viral himself, a.k.a. the villain. Because they hate me for my opinion. Welcome back to another episode of the Viral Way Podcast. As always, I got the squad in the building. We got Cali the one, not the two. We got Messiah the great. He here to lead the way. Shout out all the subscribers, all the Viral Gang members. If you're not a subscriber, hit that subscribe button. Become a member of the Viral Gang. Drop a comment below, leave a like, tell a friend to tell a friend, man. Get us in that algorithm. Algorithm gang, shout out to y'all. Man, Thugger is free.
Yeah.
We getting right into it. We ain't holding no punches. Young Thug is free. Young Thug recently took a plea deal where he was sentenced to 40 years, but he doesn't have to do 40 years in jail. So he has 5 years in prison already, time served, fighting the case. 15 years he has to spend on probation, and he has a backloaded 20 years to serve in custody if he violates his probation. So it's like joint parole. He'll do the rest of his time out on the streets. If he violates for any reason, they're going to send him back. He's going to have to do the whole sentence. He's going to have to do the whole remainder.
And what they call it is usually a joint suspension.
There we go. So, is this a good deal? Is he going to be able to make it 15 years on the streets? There's also some stipulations to this. Go ahead and let them know, Kali.
Those are...
He's banned from Atlanta, first of all. For how long?
He's banned from Metro Atlanta. It doesn't give us a time period. It just
I think they said like 10 years. So for the next decade, he can't go back to his hometown, essentially.
Damn. So that there's that. Has to do 4 presentations / concerts a year. Against gang violence, can travel for work to make music, so he can do that. No contact with gang members or co-defendants except for his brother and Gunna, and then cannot promote gangs in any way.
So he can't make no more gangster rap.
Which for, in my opinion, this is where I think that's not the biggest deal for Young Thug. You listen to albums like Beautiful Thugger Girl, So Much Fun, Jeffrey, Slime Season. It's not really, a lot of it is fun music. Like, he's not really talking about things that he may have done or crimes he committed. So I think he can still make good music and be popular without the street shit. I truly believe that.
I think he can still talk about street shit. Because it's like, what do you consider gang music?
Exactly.
Because at the end of the day, it's a lot of niggas in the streets that's not from gangs that make street music.
Yeah. Well, they said you can't make no more gangster music. So it's really up to them. So I think that's a slippery slope. If a nigga, you have 20 years hanging over your head, I think the least of your worries need to be trying to find a way to make gangster music. Right. Like, no, yeah. Go make that punk rock shit. Go make the millions. Millions. Yeah. Like, yeah. Make that type of, you know, go back to making hidden records. But the reason I say this is a slippery slope, because when I was locked up way back in the day, a lot of guys got hit off this joint suspension. A lot of guys, they thought, oh man, it's the quickest way out. They just signed the paper. They didn't read the fine print, and they violated without even knowing they violated. Like, one of his stipulations is he can't be around gang members. He works in the music industry. A large portion of the industry are gang members that just, they're legal now. They're in the industry. So you may not even know you're around a gang member and get fuck around and get violated. Just like me. He got violated for a Willie or something crazy that I know for a fact he didn't think this is going to get me sent to jail.
I remember that.
You know, so it's small things like that that you could get hit with, and now you got to do 20 years for something that's really not even a crime. Because how many of his friends and family are gang members? You telling me I could never be around them essentially again for the next 15 years?
But ultimately, it's a chance you got to take. I think anybody would have took it. You know, I'd rather take my chances in the street than another 20 behind bars. Like, and I mean, at that moment, he did all that he could do. He stayed down. He stayed solid. He didn't say nothing. And that's what it came to. It might not be the best thing ever, but I think it's better than being, you know, in a slammer.
Man, at the end of the day, it's a win, but it ain't a win. It's a win for sure because it's better than doing life. Most people, when he got locked up and they heard him about the RICO, that's all people say. When the feds got you, you're done. You ain't never getting out. Feds got you. You can't beat nothing. You getting a 100% conviction rate. We hear all this other shit and all this talk. A lot of people don't understand that 98% conviction rates is because niggas take plea deals, as in what he's done. He still took a deal, and that conviction rate has still stayed up to where it's at. Mm. But why I say it's a win, like you just said, it's better than him spending that time in jail. The only reason it's ugly because, like you said, they're waiting for him to fuck up. But this is what the system does to us. Regardless, if he's not found guilty or he pleads to something, after all that BS that went on in that trial, and they still had the nerve to stretch him the way they did because they do not want him to prevail at the end of the day. Mm. This is not just for thug. This is, I say, systematically designed for people like us. It does not matter. And right now, I'm looking at it like it's an attack on all the rappers. You see so many rappers going to jail and prison right now. Not saying everybody ain't doing whatever they doing, but like you said with the Papoose, what's the game of charades?
Papoose told y'all the hip-hop police. They're coming years ago about the hip-hop police.
They targeting us. They target.
Just to make one correction, though, it's not a Fed case. It's a state case. He beat the state, not the Feds. So don't just be thinking you finna beat the Feds. You're not beating the Feds. I'm sorry. Like, if Gotti ain't really beat the Feds, nobody really beat the Feds. Like, it's very, very rare. So They'll probably knock you off before you beat the Feds.
You said... So right now, what he took the plea on is the feds, right?
No, it's the state.
That's the state. So what the feds had? Nothing?
Nothing. They didn't pick it up.
It was just against the state of Atlanta.
But the only reason it's fucked up with that now is because a lot of this stuff that the feds usually would have picked up, the state are allowed to pick up now. This is why it's only different now, because the state can do that. Usually this type of shit would have been a Fed case. RICO's wasn't always just made for state things, but now they're allowed to do that.
This is the trick. They let you beat the state charges, then the Fed has the option to pick it up. So I think that also was an indicating factor of him taking this deal. Like, damn, if I beat this, because they're saying he had a huge chance of beating it. The whole case was a circus. He just had to stay down another year or two, but they didn't have nothing on him. They already blew the case. A lot of the defense done a lot of illegal shit and damn near got kicked off the case. So it was almost a shoo-in for him to beat it, but the risk of... Well, shit, now you got to fight all this all over again with the feds. And we all know how the feds get down. Yeah, so maybe he's just like, you know what? Fuck, it is what it is. This a win. I got time served. I'm just going to live in the studio for the next 15 years and just chill with my kids, all that hanging out at the club, all that popping perks and all that. Whatever I used to do, I got to cut that.
The difference of with him and these regular niggas that's on the street taking these joint suspensions is that Cud has money. Yeah. He doesn't have to live the same type of lifestyle that niggas that take them joint suspensions and run right back to the streets. Like, he has the option to really move smarter. Like you said, it could be some minor mishaps, and I pray that he go through everything he deal with and walk through that shit a clean slate, or they reopen that, get that nigga another deal or something, because that's wild. That's crazy work, though.
That can be dangerous, though, having that money, because you get a God complex. We've seen a lot of these artists start to get that God complex where your money... put you above the law somewhat, so you start to believe you're invincible to the law. Now you push a certain boundaries that you normally wouldn't push. So God forbid he does that, but just know they're going to be on him like flies on shit. Like, they're going to be on him like white on rice, waiting and praying for him to violate so they can send him back. Because essentially he just beat Atlanta. That's why they banned him. Like, nah, you out here for 10 years. You're not finna have a parade in the city gloating after we just tried to do everything we can to throw away the key. Nah, get up out of here.
What I think Thug is smarter than a lot of people give him credit for, because even a lot of his interviews, a lot of his things, he dropped a lot of games. So I hope he's a person that learned from his mistakes. And I think he's seen for real the real from the fake now. Like, it's more clear than ever. He don't have to have that survivor's guilt and all that shit that niggas have when they get rich. Like, he's at a point now, he was able to see it twice. After he first got on, and you kept everybody with you, and now you really seen who was with you while you was there.
Yeah, I hope he just stays out the way, man. Make your music, because like I said, I think you can make music that's outside of whatever they would qualify as is gang music or street music. I think he can be famous beyond that. He can maybe even be an influencer. Who knows? Like, he might open up his personality. So I just hope that when he, you know, now that he's out, he stays away from the bullshit and just tries to keep his head on straight, stay with his family. And yeah, man, that I think that would be the best thing for him. And that's what I'm hoping for Young Thug. So.
Do you believe he's going to make this whole 15 years without violating? Given those terms, because those are, it seemed cool because he got out. These terms are crazy. I can't go to, I'm raised, born and raised in Atlanta. I cannot come back for 10 years. My whole life, I hung around gang members. Yeah, so all my closest family and friends are gang members. Probably documented. I mean, the boy said YSL is a gang.
I mean, statistic-wise, he's not going to, he's probably not going to last. You know, he's going to get, it's going to be somebody with a gun, like you said, a member, something going to happen. He's going to have some interaction with the police. It's going to be something that, statistically, that takes him out. And that's what they're betting on.
I'm going to take the opposite stance. I'm going to send Cud good energy. Cud going to make it through this whole thing without no problems. Because it's like I said, it's more easy. It's easier for him, especially if they're already deluding you from being around everything. It's like, I'm sure his wife going to be up on his bumper. You're going to have people that's
coming to the house.
Going through what he just went through, is no way that you finna just get out here and just be a fool, in my opinion. Like, I don't really see it.
What is the purpose of 15 years of probation? At what point does the state consider you rehabilitated? If I'm not rehabilitated after 5 years, mm-hmm. a decade, there's no such thing as rehabilitation. And let's be real.
Well, there is no such thing as rehabilitation, because what rehabilitation did he receive, you know, besides really having to walk on thin ice for the next 15
years?
What
did he plead guilty to?
Like, it's crazy when you think about that.
All his damn charges, pretty much. Look him up. I don't want to misquote. But the whole system of rehabilitation is a farce. It's a modern-day plantation where they're making money off of people. Period, point blank, that's what it is. They ain't there to rehabilitate you. That's why they took all the programs out of the prisons where you used to be able to go in there and get a trade. You come out a damn plumber, electrician, come out with a college degree. They stripped all of that. They stripped certain books that'll help rebuild your mind and turn you into a real force so you can be successful out here. They stripped all of that. Where's the rehabilitation? And if it's really rehabilitation, that 5 years he served should have been enough. What's the extra 15 for? He already was gone. So 5 years time served.
I don't think he did five years, though. I think he was only gone like two.
2 years. How long was he gone? Two years.
Okay, so they just did the good time.
Nah, maybe. You get the double up for county.
Yeah, you got the double. Okay.
So it says here, Young Thug pleaded guilty to one gang charge, three drug charges, and two gun charges. He also entered a no contest plea to another gang charge and a racketeering conspiracy charge, meaning that he decided not to contest those charges, but can be punished for them as if he had pleaded guilty.
So let me ask y'all this, now that you just read that, because there's another topic going viral on the internet. Did Gunna really snitch? Because Thug requested from the judge if he could contact Gunna, because one of the stipulations was he cannot contact Gunna or his brother.
Yeah.
So Gunna was on YSL. So this is, they have business dealings still that they have to arrange. So in my brain, that's what he's trying to contact them for, not to be cool again, because now I see people, oh, yeah, you know, everybody who chose a side, stay over there. And because Thug wants to be cool with Gunna, that don't make him a rat. I'm going to just say, even if Thug decides to forgive Gunna for what he did and they cool again, that don't not make him a rat. He's still ratted in 4K. Like, what are we talking about here? He just took a plea for gang charges. When the trial started, he was alluding to that YSL's not a gang. Mm-hmm. He go to court, say YSL's a record label, it's not a gang. Gunna comes to court after him, says YSL is a gang. The judge asks Gunna, do you know about any crimes that they commit? Yes, I do. They commit crimes and they are a gang. He said this to a judge in court with a co-defendant who's saying YSL's not a gang. So how in the fuck in anybody's mind do they believe that's not telling? Because, oh, the lawyer said his statements was not admissible against Thug. Here's where that does not matter. Me and you can do something. You can snitch on me. And they can have so much evidence against me that they feel they don't even need to use your statement. But because they did not use your statement does not mean you didn't snitch. You made the statement. You still told. You still told on me to try to get yourself out of trouble. Them using it or it being admissible doesn't matter. Like, let's just say we on a crime scene. I got guns and drugs on me. You don't. We see the boys about to blurp us. I throw it in the bush. We get jacked up. First thing you say, hey, man, he threw the guns and the drugs in the bush. But they never go look and they let us go. Nigga, you still told on me. Yeah. It didn't work, but you still told. So that's my stance. I'm not gonna speak for y'all. Do y'all feel Gunna read it?
I mean, for me, it's not really for me to say. I think what he did. I mean, in those terms, he did. If he said it's a gang, and that's what they were trying to not say, and he
if
said
you don't
that,
feel he didn't rat, say don't man, don't say that on account of us.
No, I'm saying that.
Mind you, we don't have a dog in the fight.
What
I
I'm
don't
saying
care
is
either way.
What I'm saying is this: like that is ratting. I don't consider it not ratting. But for him and them, like him and Thug to be friends again, I mean, that's not really up to me.
I hate that. I feel like that ain't the question. He just asked me, did he snitch or not? But at the end of the day, a spade is a spade. I hate that we even entertain these type of niggas and even still give them any type of energy that we give them. We know what Noah Cud did. He did it on camera. Even when he did it on camera, niggas still said it didn't happen. But the whole point is, like you were just saying, the biggest point, that's the only thing I can see that if Thug is a street nigga as he is, that we see him to stay down and stay solid is that if you still a part of my company or my business, nigga, you going to still be doing transactions
with me. Is he?
Wasn't he signed to Young Thug?
But aren't there other people signed to him that why would he, you know what I mean? What about YSL Woody and all them other people?
What do you
people?
Mean? This is the breadwinner right now.
Well, YSL Woody.
This nigga ain't like, making no
YSL
money for
Woody
nigga.
Wasn't,
he's not no rapper, man.
He wasn't really a rapper.
I'm saying why specifically just request him. I don't know if he's YSL signed to it. And no, why would
he been
you need
saying
Thug
that? He's been saying that. What do you mean? Because you're part of my business. You're whatever transactions. But
I'm saying why would he need him to do anything?
I'm saying if you are a part of my company and they telling me I can't talk to you.
Yeah.
But we still got paperwork.
That's like Birdman not talking to Lil Wayne.
It's like, bro, we got to talk for business purposes.
But you don't have to.
We can go through third party.
Yeah,
but
you can have attorneys and stuff. So that's why I'm like, is that what it is? I mean, we don't know yet, obviously, because we haven't seen what they're going
to
do.
He might want to talk to him just to say, hey, man, that's fucked up. What
fuck
you did.
You or
fuck
whatever.
You know
and
what I'm
that's
saying?
Cool.
But I'm only pointing that out. I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't care either way. I don't even know the man. But we call a spade a spade. We ain't got no favorites. We ain't got no picks. I'm only saying that because it does not matter if Thug forgives him or not. It does not take away of what he actually did. What he did is cemented. He already did that. Thug doesn't get to decide that. That would be like somebody saying, well, John Gotti forgave Sammy the Bull for getting on the stand on him, so he didn't rat. No, he still ratted. He just forgave the man.
I agree. I think that's a fact.
Yeah, what's the next?
But
next
yeah, free Thug. Excuse me. Thug is free. Shout out Young Thug. Is his first album, first single, first teaser, you think that's going to hit the charts? He's going to top the charts,
I think so.
Whatever he drop. If he better drop something right now like T-Grizzy did, first day out.
He should already be in the studio right now.
Yeah, sure he got some
recording stuff. That first day out.
I think he's going to get with Future and Drake, though. That's what I think he's going to do.
Yeah, you think he's going to team up?
They're going to drop some
Why? Because them niggas is friends again?
And because he tweeted while he was in jail.
Oh, yeah, even getting all that.
Yeah, like, so.
So, is Drake planning on using Thug for his comeback season? You know, him and Future just made up.
Yeah. Man, he just posted the nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Just posted him.
Y'all know Cud jumping on Cud shit. But the only difference is Drake been doing music with them niggas. So
yeah, it really matters.
It is what it is. Yeah, they going to make something hot, though. Shit, if they do, I believe they're going to drop a banger.
So let me ask y'all this. With Future making up with Drake, do you see everybody else patching it up with him? Because to me, it looked like everybody chose a side. Kendrick didn't throw that olive branch like they thought. And they like, well, fuck. Drake was throwing the alley-oops. Drake was throwing the hits. Let me go get back cool with Drake because Kendrick ain't throw me shit.
Damn. I don't know.
What you think,
bro? To me, it looked like it was all smoke and mirrors, like I always say. These niggas, they probably still coexisting in parties and all type of shit with each other, laughing at the whole fucking world while they fake beef on the internet, make all their dollars. Got niggas out here looking crazy and niggas like us talking about it. And they out there just making, they collecting ends. They know what the fuck make money. We've been watching this blueprint, this playbook since 50 came out, beefing with niggas. We know it ain't real beef until niggas get whacked. Besides the drill niggas, them niggas the only niggas really beefing. Everybody else, I look at like it's just industry beef. Cause especially you beefing with Drake. Like that ain't no real beef. Y'all niggas are still friends.
I think it will give people a better feeling about being cool with Drake again, for sure. I think maybe not all at once, but you'll see down the line some people that maybe they had some ill words or whatever the case is, they'll be cool again.
Was they ever not cool is the point I'm saying. It didn't matter. Like, yeah, we stopped making music for a minute. We beefing, whatever. We dropped a few bars at each other. This ain't nothing. Like,
I mean, yeah, we don't know, like, the truth. If they're really not cool behind closed doors, they can be conspiring together for sure for virality. But from what we can see, it was a whole beef and niggas didn't like each other. So that's what I'm going off of. And so I think in due time, more and more people will come out and probably be cool with him.
The difference for me, I don't consider it beef until somebody get touched. If it's other than that, then it's two niggas just talking shit.
When we say beef, we speaking musically. We know it's not in the street. So when we say beef, we talking about musically. We know that from a street aspect. But I don't, that beef hurt Drake more than helped him get dollars or whatever. Like, they still talking about everything he dropped is trash. He just dropped something else the other day, and fans is like, this is not it.
What really hurt him? What did he lose? Because his tour is probably still selling out. He's still making music just because his streams or whatever. He's still down there top on the damn streaming charts. Like, go check it.
We would have to see him go on tour for that.
He's on tour doing shows, selling them out.
He is still top in the streaming charts. He still is number one. But I think it's still like you hearing people that saying you lost all day. I don't think the streaming numbers matter for him like that. I think more so what people are saying out there on social media is what's mattering.
I guess it's perspective. It's what do you consider a loss? Because he didn't lose. Like,
nah, he lost.
He's winning in life, but he lost.
He lost the battle.
Yeah, but it put a permanent chink in his armor. Drake was untouchable. It didn't matter what nobody said. This is the first time, besides the Pusha T thing, and the Pusha T thing really wasn't nothing when you really think about it. It was, hey, you got a son we don't know about. Like, all right.
He exposed that to blackface. Drake just was able to
see, but that's the different thing. Cud was never untouchable. Cud was just hella friendly. He wasn't untouchable. Against who? Who did he really go up against? He went against Meek. He went against Pusha T, and Kendrick got up in his ass, and that was it.
Joe Budden killed him, but then Budden don't have
Joe
the
Budden don't
presence
got
to make to matter.
It's more than just the lyricist though. In the rap beef at least. So. Yeah, he didn't have that, but he went against Meek.
Cut gonna go crazy for Joey.
Meek,
nigga, I'm breaking down bar for bar, song for song. Like, he went against a lot of people, especially with the subliminals. And let's just be real, Drake was untouchable, bro. Nothing nobody said could hurt Drake the way Kendrick just did.
He got hurt in that Pusha beef. It was just he was so able to just cover it up. That blackface shit would have dropped now. If Kendrick would have been the one exposing that, nigga, it'd be over with. Think about it. It's just timing with certain shit. To me, he got lucky with that whole situation.
And Pusha didn't go as crazy as Kendrick did.
And he did because if you think about it,
Drake bowed out.
He was supposed to, I believe he was supposed to introduce Adonis to us through Adidas. And because Pusha stepped on that, he ended up rocking with Nike from what if I can remember. So they really... He got hurt. He got hurt both beefs. He was just able to cover it up better the first one, in my opinion.
Not for sure. But from a fan's perspective, he definitely got hurt, bro. His image, I would say, got hurt. He's still winning. He's still making money in streams and tours. But that image he had, like Drake, that's no more. That's no longer.
Did Ja Rule him? Where it's like, you can make the hits and stuff like that for the girls and, you know, common listeners, but we not rocking with you.
No, I don't think he's getting Ja Rule.
Never.
I don't think he's getting Ja Rule.
Ja Rule's career really got put to the end. Like,
that's what I'm, yeah, he, like, he's still to this day
totally.
Is done.
Yeah, like,
50, and the Fyre 50, Festival,
because
50's yeah.
not letting up. So anytime Ja try to show any type of breath of fresh air, 50 just back on him.
Yeah,
I don't
true.
Think Kendrick is finna get back on Drake if he releases a song with Thug in Future.
Nah.
Like 50 will go out and diss Future and Thug for making music with Drake. That's the type of time 50 be on. But we shall see, man. What else y'all got for us, man? Messiah, what you got, man?
Man, y'all, he already had him in the damn book.
Nah, bro, what you got? Nigga, we need you to introduce something. Fuck you mean?
I need you to introduce it. Nigga, every time I throw something in there, y'all introduce it.
Go ahead. It's your time. Nigga.
It ain't my time, nigga.
What else we got? Hold on.
Niggas gonna say I'm long-winded, then I shut up.
I got one for y'all. Speaking of hip-hop, I got a question. With all the crash out topics that have been going on, the Lil Durk thing, and the way I guess hip-hop has been scrutinized lately for just the way they've been promoting violence, do y'all think that past hip-hop generations have accountability in crash out culture of hip-hop today? And the reason why I'm asking is because when this Lil Durk thing happened, and a lot of times when things happen with the younger niggas, you see a lot of older niggas say that we're worse than they were, and or even maybe we didn't handle it better than they did. And so while I think maybe that's true, I also think that we can't say that without saying, well, y'all got us to where we are in this position. So how do y'all feel about it?
I'm not blaming nobody for the next person's actions. You 100% in control of your own actions because you should be 100% in control of your own thoughts. So I'm not going to blame no gangster rapper from 2-3 generations ago of why these young niggas is jumping online showing Drakes and switches and talking about, yeah, I'm about to go catch a body right now and then really go catch one. Mm. How am I going to blame Ice Cube and NWA for that? They wasn't doing that. It was always saying, fuck the police.
People blame the older niggas in the hood for teaching young niggas the wrong shit. Niggas don't say, oh, you got your own fucking thoughts when you an adolescent kid and you influenced by older people.
Keyword is teaching. Them niggas in the hood are taking, hey, come with me in this car. We finna go bust a mission. This how you do this.
Everybody's fault, but it's not.
I'm saying that's a big difference than you watching someone on TV rap something that they're probably not even really living and being influenced. Can they take responsibility for creating the influence? Yes. But is it their fault that you went and crashed out? No. Eminem made a whole fucking song about this. I just said it. I didn't know if you would do it or not. Where's the parents? Fuck you mean? Like, come on. Eminem made a whole song about this when they was blaming him for all these little kids in the suburbs popping pills, talking about doing whatever to their parents and having these, you know, unaliving themselves thoughts.
We sit here and talk about so much how music can influence people. Mm-hmm. If you've said it plenty of times, and to sit here and say that music has zero influence on people is crazy.
I didn't say it has zero influence. I said I don't put the blame
I'm not. It, like you just said, it goes both ways at the end of the day. Because if you a parent, you allowing your kids to listen to it, but then a lot of these niggas ain't got parents. A lot of niggas is growing up from these niggas that's pushing the music. And these niggas, like Ice Cube that came out and said he knew that this was part of their agenda.
They took part of it.
And you're still pushing that. Then why would you not be at fault?
And I got another question for y'all. Because for me at least, I thought a lot of things were real. And I'm not going to say as in like I would reenact it or do it. But you thought when niggas said something, it was real. I didn't really start understanding that a lot of rappers are full of shit until like the 2010s and after that. Do y'all feel like, because I've seen tweets and people say that the older generation kind of is the reason why we feel like we have to go and do what we say we're doing, because if we're not doing that, then we're not standing on our 10. And that comes from the older generation. Like, you shouldn't be saying it if you're not doing it. Do y'all agree with that?
I don't. Hell no. Niggas is trying to prove something. That's all it is. Niggas are looking for validation. That's it. That's all. It ain't no other reason that you feel every single lyric I say, I got to really do and prove I'm doing. Now, if you rapping your life, you already rapping what you're living. But if you got any type of common sense, anything that could be incriminating or hurt you and put you in the position where
you're not gonna
Thug or Dirk was at,
and
you ain't
going to
do that anyway.
Because
in the streets, you're taught not to snitch. And definitely don't snitch on yourself. So for niggas getting into music and doing it, that don't make sense even from a street aspect, because you're not supposed to do that. It's like, nigga, if we go did something, it's supposed to stay against us, amongst us. We ain't even going to be telling homies in the hood we really did that shit. Mm. Maybe our inner circle, but for the most part, niggas going to be like, hell no, I'm denying that shit. So it, I don't, hell no.
But a lot of times when I learned to move like that, it's because I did have some solid older people around me that laced me like that versus... And even seeing certain things for myself at a younger age, a lot of these niggas ain't got no older niggas to tell them nothing. And a lot of these niggas feel like they can do whatever, so an older nigga can't tell me nothing anyway to even listen. So it's really like the blind leading the blind. So they don't even, it's like you don't even know you're moving incorrectly like that. Like, you might think until it happens to you. A lot of us do things. And until we get that bump on the road or that bump in the head or we get burnt by the stove, then we understand, like, no, that ain't the way. Like, people could tell you all the time, but until you actually crash, or hopefully you don't got to crash out and get all day, but sometimes that's what it take. It take a nigga to go to jail before you learn. Like, I know when I was doing crimes all the time, until I got cracked, it was like, damn, I didn't think I could get caught. Like, I thought I was smarter. Like, you know what I'm saying? But even though I had older people that would tell me, like, nigga, this was finna happen to you. And everything that they said was going to happen ended up happening.
So it's a mix, really, of people kind of sometimes providing the wrong information, but then you also get laced and maybe just say, fuck it, I don't give a fuck anyway.
Because it ain't happened to me yet.
This is where it differs, though. We have too many examples to use that as an excuse for these niggas. Like, I'm not leaving no room for that. Maybe the first wave, when the drill first hit, and they didn't have no examples of it because they were the examples. We talking, we 2 or 3 different waves in.
We've
and y'all niggas still doing the same thing. Like,
not,
I said, Papoose told y'all, in 05. And y'all probably didn't hear it, but I'm just saying, everybody was talking about the hip hop police. They have an entire department strictly for rappers where they're watching you and trying to catch you. We seen them pull Jay-Z out the car. We seen them go get Beanie Siegel. We seen them go get T.I. We seen Snoop Dogg. Like, we seen how many damn rappers go through the same thing. We seen Lil Wayne get taken to jail. Like, how many more examples do you need before we stop making excuses for niggas?
I ain't trying to make an excuse. I'm just saying I got a level of understanding to understand why they're lost or why they think the way they think. But at the end of the day, every last person you name, one of them niggas was doing something. If Wayne, when Wayne went to Rikers, what he got caught with a pistol and some weed or something like that? Like,
I think T.I. too was getting charged.
It was like, nigga, they was giving themselves, they was doing the same shit on lesser degrees.
So that's what another question I have. If social media was present back then, would it be the same thing almost, you think?
This is what I'm looking at. I don't see them rock and roll niggas going to jail like that. I don't see them country singer niggas going to jail like that. I don't see these R&B singers going to jail like that. So I'm not leaving no excuse for no grown men at the end of the day.
But I also
if we in the streets,
half them niggas ain't grown men that we be talking about.
A lot of these niggas is grown, man.
A lot of them niggas be kids.
Not just that, like what rap is to a certain degree based off of, like where it comes from, the topics, the content matter, like it's street shit. That's a majority of it. There's obviously other avenues, but I think the nucleus of rap is street shit. So it's like that is sort of the essence of it, where how can you separate that
even on top of all that, on a deeper note, how do we get to this point anyway? How do we even get to this point of where we at as black people? Let's not sit here and act like it's not more of us that's targeted, like to go to prison and go to jail.
That's true.
You can say these rock and roll people, but they don't have the same fucking pressure on their back as we do when we walk out the house. So that's a whole different ball game. And these niggas got 30s and 100-round drums and shit. We don't got no motherfucking ports to bring that shit through here. They coming to drop that shit off. They dropping off the dope. We ain't leaving the projects. We ain't leaving the hood to even go grab none of that shit. So if we need to hold, we could hold each other accountable, but the real accountability is really on a way deeper level than what we own.
I understand that. And that's why I'm holding the fire to niggas even more. Because we know this already. This is what I'm saying. This isn't a generation where we didn't know. We know the games they're playing. So at some point, it's on us to smarten up. It ain't on us to keep blaming them for throwing the obstacles at us. We know they're doing that. So why not be smarter than that? We know.
Can trauma be passed down internally?
Yes, it can. So. But you can also have independent thought to know that. Like, true. Trauma ain't making you walk around as a rapper, Lil Wayne.
No, yeah, you
nigga, go get a legalized pistol, nigga.
I'm not even going to that.
I think in that aspect
I'm not going to that direction. I'm just saying that the places that we're in and the mentalities that we have is way a deeper fight. Like, people deal with shit as kids. We don't just heal from shit. When you go through shit as a kid, niggas is just crashing out is what we see all the time. Niggas is not knowing how to. It ain't even just therapy and shit like that. Like, we despise all that shit. So that shit be built up. Niggas be crashing out and doing however what we're doing now. What I'm saying is, regardless, we still got shit to work on ourselves before we just blame everything on us. Regardless, if these niggas want to go get a job, fucking Tom and whoever else, Tom gonna get the job before I do. We got the same fucking credentials or whatever. Niggas say it's still a war on you regardless, even though these niggas is doing what they're doing.
I'm putting the blame on us, man. I don't give a fuck. Niggas gonna hate me. I'm putting the blame on us. Because regardless of all those facts, for them to even get in that position, they took action to get there. Whether we believe it was right or wrong, they took action to get there. We're not collectively taking the action to get to the same space or higher. It may be a few of us, but for the most part, the collective, the community as a collective, we're not. We just keep saying what the obstacles are. It's like, all right, we fucking know. Let's make a move now. Because just pointing it out is doing what? They're still doing it. They still doing this with their foot. And we like, look, it's foot. No shit. What, you want to cut it off? You want to tie a rope around it? A chain? Like, what do you want to do about the foot? We know it's there. That's my stance, because I'm like, I'm tired of niggas just
some
saying.
Some people don't know it's there.
But that's why I was saying that the older generation has to have accountability, though. They have to, the older hip-hop generation and just older generations of black people have to have some accountability of how things have ended up today. Because to a certain degree, it is their fault. And it's people today's fault as well. You know, you got Lil Durk, Quando Rondo, these niggas running around. Yes, it's their fault as well, but I think each generation looks at the one before them and takes it to the next level, whether it's good or bad. So I think that's just what niggas are doing naturally. It's progressing worse and worse because it's not like it's going to get better and better at this point because we don't have anything to look back to and say, oh, shit, it was better then. We did, but things have gotten convoluted to where people don't even see those things as good things anymore. So
just like if you got a daughter that go to school and she get bullied every day when she go to school, is you going to sit here and tell her I'm holding you accountable for getting bullied every day?
Well, I mean,
it depends on her
reaction. It's your accountability. Get over that shit. They been beating your ass every day for being black. I'm going to hold your ass accountable for that shit.
No, that's where I'm going to hold accountable.
What is she accountable for?
Yes, her actions.
So for her trauma.
Her reaction.
No, I'm saying, but her trauma that she's still dealing with, is she accountable for that? For
she's accountable that she for didn't create.
You can't get bullied if you don't fight, if you fight back. So So you're saying bullied, to me that is implying that she's not fighting
okay,
back.
Okay, if somebody beat your ass every day you walk to school.
Then do I have anything to do with that? Nah, I mean,
I should hold you accountable for getting your ass beat every day, too, huh?
Well, to a certain degree. If you walk to school every day and you get your ass
but
beat
for you
every
being
day.
The, for you being the color that you are.
It doesn't matter.
I should hold you accountable, so I should you go bleach yourself white then or something.
No, but when that happened to us, we created things to go ahead and deal with that. So, like, I feel like we created the Nation of Islam to deal with things like that, Black Panthers to deal with things like that, other organizations to deal with things like that. So, again, when you say bullied, you're implying that we're not fighting back. Now, there's certain people that are being bullied.
If you don't gotta get bullied, if you get jumped every day, if you get jumped every day for being black, I should hold you accountable for being black, right?
You shouldn't hold somebody accountable for getting jumped every day. It's not your fault that you're getting jumped every day.
So what I'm saying is, a lot of things that we've experienced as a race, it's like we're saying we should hold each other accountable for that. This is what they present to us in different forms in the world.
But what I'm trying to get you to understand is that if you continue, yes, you get bullied. Yes, you get stumped on. But if you continuing to take that treatment is up to you. It's completely up to you.
This is my thing. You getting jumped every day. Where your friends at? Go get your friends. Y'all fight back. Because that's what they're doing. You're getting jumped. They went and got friends
regardless,
to jump you.
And regardless, and when you fight back, y'all saying go fight back. So when these young niggas get jumped and do whatever they do and they go pop something, the niggas is telling about how stupid they is for defending themselves.
Well,
this is what I'm saying. We've been put to this position. We didn't wake up one day and start hating each other. The whole point is it's on a deeper level. Yes, we hold each other accountable at certain things, but everybody don't develop a certain way. Everybody don't study our nature a certain way. The same way these white people study us with all that Jim Crow shit and all that. People don't even understand the concept behind none of that.
So who's to blame then? Who's to blame?
White people.
No, I'm not blaming them because it's nature. I'm not blaming nobody.
You have to blame them to a certain degree, but I'm still saying.
How can you blame them? If the lion comes around the sheep and eats the sheep, you're blaming the lion for being the lion?
Well, you got to blame them because there is things that they put in place to systematically oppress us. This is what I'm saying.
I'm acknowledging that.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
At this
They're
point,
being the lion. Yeah. We're being the sheep. So whose fault is that at the end of the day?
Yeah. And that's where I agree with you. Like,
what
at
are
that
we talking
point,
about?
It's our fault if we're not arming ourselves mentally and financially.
Even regardless of all that, but at the end of the day, if they're hiding everything from you, like you just said, you can't get certain things in prisons to even acquire this knowledge. Certain shit, a lot of things is not going to be taught. A lot of people, like you just said, the blinders is still here.
But that's for everybody.
It's a foot
though.
On your neck, and you might not even know it's on your fucking neck.
But here's my point. We're saying they hiding it. Okay, that's still my point. They took action. They're still human. It's like when we talk about these things, we talk like it's some invisible force, which it is technically, but these are still people putting this in place. So they took action. So they're still just fucking people.
They are just people, but it's going to take...
So we're people too.
But it's going to take longer for us to get back in a certain position or even get in that position. So what's the solution y'all got?
That's our fault then.
What's the solution?
That's our fault. But the solution is independent thought. Everybody take control of your own brain because that is the number one tool that they have is people don't think. You just sat here and said, well, people don't research. People don't know this. People don't know that. Yeah, that's right. They don't know. And that's the only way that they keep the control is they don't know. people have to know. And that falls on us. That's not on them to educate us. This ain't on them to make us think. No, that's on us to figure out as our people, because at the end of the day, it's still the animal kingdom. We still animals. We just are conscious animals. We have more conscious ways of thinking than animals that go off instinct. But it don't matter where you go, somebody gonna be the lion, somebody gonna be the sheep.
I always say my solution is getting the kids. I've always said that. You could take the 20 to 30.
So they got a system in place for your kids. How you gonna get the kids? They already going after the kids. What do you mean? When they go to school, what you think? Who you think come up with that curriculum?
But you didn't let me finish my point. You get 20 to 30 rich entrepreneurs that are black that want to see the betterment of children. They put their money towards funding the top, maybe not even the top, but prominent doctors, therapists, people in martial arts, police officers, plumbers, all these different fields, and they have them mentor and administer aid to these kids, and that's how we can have a way for them to grow up a little bit better. You can filter through the choices you have within a system if it's built by us. That's why you see it work in Nation of Islam schools. Or that's why you've seen it work with the Black Panthers, because they had somewhat of backing, especially the Nation of Islam, but they also, it was able to be filtered directly.
Every last one of them organizations that you just named, what happened to them?
Well, they're still, the Nation of Islam is still around in Chicago.
Majority of those organizations that was trying to do anything, what happened to them? Who came and crushed them?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that they didn't get crushed. And really, a lot of the...
Who came and crushed them?
White people came and crushed them. But what I'm still saying is that you're saying that right now we could, though? But you're saying right now in 2024 we couldn't get 30 black millionaires to get together and start a school for black kids.
This is my fault.
LeBron James.
Obviously we ain't.
Dr. Dre
doing
has
that.
His own school.
The whole point is I'm saying that they still, like we say, they still have the noose around certain niggas' necks. They still got certain shit. We make this shit sound so easy because it's still
not
like,
we
it
never said
easy.
It was going to be easy.
I said we make it sound easy. It still ain't been done. We get a 30 black millionaires and put them together and do this.
But
these
it ain't been done.
It.
It's not being done.
Exactly, because that's why I'm saying it's way deeper than the shit that we're looking at on the surface.
We know it's
say,
deeper.
We can say independent thought, but the same way, when you're going to be oppressed at every angle regardless if you see it coming or you don't see it coming. And that ain't no fucking lying when they got to slither around you and do whatever the fuck they got to do and snake you and take everything that you taught them and use it against you. They ain't coming just crushing niggas like a lion going to do and hunt your ass down.
Whose fault is that?
I know, but you're saying they're being lying.
This is what I'm saying.
These niggas is being...
But this is what I'm saying. In life, you are responsible for you. That's it. Nobody else. Not another person on this planet. You are responsible for you at the end of the day because you have your own fucking brain.
And there's examples.
And I used to believe what you used to believe. Oh, we got to get the kids and blah, blah. No. We're the only fucking nation of people who says the kids got to save the adults. Like, this is warfare on a high level. We gonna send our kids in there to fight the war?
He's not necessarily saying.
I know what he's saying.
He's saying cultivate their minds for the future.
I get what he's saying.
Because you're not gonna change.
But
the adults
have to do that. So my point is, unless the adults wake up, the kids ain't waking up. Because who's teaching the kids? The adults. So how can an adult who's already wrapped up and not awoke awaken a kid?
Well, that's why I was getting at the prominent people in those fields that I would say that I want them to do.
It don't matter how prominent they are. That's why they don't mind.
You don't have to be awake to teach somebody a skill that they can learn and take and then be a productive member of society. So that's what I'm getting at.
But this is the difference.
Hold on. Before you go off into your spiel, we need more productive members of... Nah, for real. Because you got to look at the statistics, right? Like, we as a black race need more productive members of society, if that's even what we want to call it. We need more in the middle class. We need more in school. We need more police officers. We need more firefighters. As much as it sounds bullshit, whatever the case is, we need more representation in these fields, in these trades, in on Wall Street, all over the place. We could use more representation. Diversity hires are a thing. And if you're qualified, you can get in and beyond that. It's more room for us to be in these systems, but a lot of us are not qualified, bro. That's just what it is. And so once we qualify these people over a matter of time, that helps us be... put it like this. If you take 1 million black people and they all become better than what they were, that puts us as a whole on a more higher playing field and a better equal playing field with the other races. So that's what I'm getting at.
That's not true. A lot of us are qualified, just as many of us are qualified. This is what he was just talking about. They've done countless studies that I'm not going to sit here and name because you can look it up and I'm pretty sure you heard about it, of how even us who are more qualified are looked over for people who are underqualified simply because who they are. That's a product of that system that was put in place that he's talking about that a lot of people don't even know exists. So it's not that we're not qualified. It's the system itself. Okay. Now, we can get
you
in
gotta,
the system.
You got to think. Like he's saying, sometimes we are damn near overqualified. We're more qualified than what they want us to believe. That's why I always try to tell people.
But you guys
all the time,
are saying you're doing what he was just doing, which is in a way making excuses.
No, because you didn't let me finish. Both of y'all cut me off.
That's something that we can acknowledge, that we know you're gonna get doors slammed in your face.
But both of y'all cut me off
are.
Before I finished.
You gotta keep going.
No, both of y'all cut me off before I finished.
Have you ever read the Jim Crow?
Have I ever read Jim Crow? No.
So you know nothing of what we talk about.
You can't walk on the side of the road. You can't look up a white man in the eyes. You can't do certain things. The Jim Crow laws?
No, it's way deeper than that. It's books. Not even just the Jim Crow books, but it's a lot of different books that you study that keep the wolves over the sheep's clothing. Whatever case you want to say. But it's way deeper than what you think is what I'm getting at. It ain't no fucking excuse to what I'm saying. I hear what he's saying. I can teach you a skill. I can teach you how to box, and that's going to save you. No, nigga, that's not going to just stop you from what they're doing against you.
So then what would stop it?
This is what I'm saying. Everything you said, like you just said, the Panthers was trying to do. Black Wall Street was trying to do.
So then what would stop us?
What did they do?
What would stop it then? Because he asked us, and we gave our solutions. Give your solution.
No, that
because
wasn't,
you don't have a what's
that,
your solution?
That wasn't a
you're,
solution.
What you're saying is this: no matter if we learn more, no matter if we do take accountability, a white man gonna come and he gonna step on us regardless.
I never said he was gonna step on us. I said you said we making excuses for these young niggas, and I said it's deeper. I didn't say nothing about it. Then I asked y'all what is the solution.
I didn't say,
since y'all saying it's excuses.
Let me finish my spiel. I didn't even finish. I was only halfway through. Because your immediate response was we don't have representation in the system. That's where I know, like, okay, you still kind of lost. Because the system is still created by a certain you-know-what, and it's designed to work the way it's working now. Mm-hmm. So whether we get in the system or not, we've seen people get in the system and try to make change, right? We've seen judges get in there, and what happened when they went against the system? They ass got sent out. We've seen cops go in there, try to go against the system. They got their ass sent out. You can't beat the system being a part of it because it's always going to operate how it was designed no matter what, no matter what players are in there. The system is still the system. So until we change the system, it don't matter what representation we get. We done had presidents. We done had politicians. And what do they all do when they get there? They seemingly like, damn, bro sold out. No, he got there. He saw what the fuck it really was. Like, damn, I better get in line.
So then how do we change the system?
But on top of that, like you just said, because that's a great point. At the end of the day, like they will allow maybe one of us to become a millionaire. Bring him out of the section so he can't teach the rest of them how to be millionaires. And then you know what they do? They bring him and let him sit at the table with them. And you know why? So they can control his ass too. They can monitor him and make sure that he ain't teaching us nothing of the same shit. Regardless, I wasn't saying you was wrong, but at the end of the day, it's I'm saying it's deeper conditionally, internally, than what we seeing on the surface, than what we see with niggas crashing out every day. But
I get that. Yeah. None of this is like set in stone. Like this is the solution. This is gonna work. This is trial and error shit. Mm-hmm. It's hey, I got this idea. Let's apply it and see if it works. It ain't no, because that's what it is with the black race. It's like, as soon as we start talking about this shit, people who don't have a solution is going to look at you, well, what's your solution? Nah, that ain't going to work. Immediately without trying it. Immediately without even thinking about it. So I don't shut nobody's idea down, but we do have to understand this is complex on so many levels you can't even imagine. The first thing, go to school, get educated. You're fucked right there. They created the school system. That's meant to turn you into a bot in the system.
But
they got you already.
And my thing is this. So I agree when you guys said it to a certain degree. But when you have every other race, right? And because, mind you, our race is a race that has these systematic sort of conversations a lot in abundance. Other races, because every race is a part of the system, right? Mm-hmm. So we're at the same time saying we don't want to be a part of the system. We need to not be a part of the system. We don't want to participate in the system. even though we're already in it, and every other race is participating in this system or in this race, and they're ahead of us. So that's my thing with the black community and culture. Not necessarily y'all, but what you guys are saying is that we don't want to be in a system, fuck the system. Even though we're in the system, every other race is ahead of us in the system. We still don't want to try to get ahead in it. But we also don't want to do anything to try to create our own system.
This is where...
I would be ahead of some if I had a 400-year head start.
I'm not saying
us working for free and these niggas building for years and years and years on generational wealth.
Of course, but what
of
I'm
us.
Saying is that yeah. what you're saying is... Do you realize, that's what I'm saying.
Do you realize that's, they're ahead of us because of the system? It's not yes. all these stereotypes. So listen, back...
I'm not saying stereotypes.
No, I'm saying back, if you don't know the story, like, let's say Lakewood, right? Where the average home, I think I sent you that story. Mm-hmm. Where you saw the home prices?
It was like $10,000 or something right? like that, right?
So if you go over there, it's predominantly what race in Lakewood?
I don't go there a lot. White?
Okay,
I'm imagining
yeah.
most
so,
places.
So do you know around that time, we would get denied the loans to get the homes where they were granted the loans. So we were qualified, but we got denied. Why? Because we didn't own anything. Mm-hmm. We didn't have no say-so in the system. So as they're getting all the loans and all the homes, and these homes are worth millions of dollars now, mm-hmm. and they done passed it down generation to generation through generation, it looked like, oh, y'all losing in the system. But y'all keep leaving out the part of the story where the system didn't allow us to even play the game until they were 400 years ahead. Okay, cool. Now y'all can go from go. We already done left y'all 400, 500 years. Now go.
Well, we have
and
made,
we still hawking their ass.
But we still have made good strides, and I want to do put that out there. We have made a good stride within the system. It just needs to be more. We need to do better.
So do you believe they would be able to be that much ahead if they had to face the obstacles we face? Because they are a part of the system, but see how the system works. I allow certain people to get ahead to keep you behind. So they don't even know that they're also behind. They don't believe they're in the system.
Okay, so
because
then,
a lot of this shit, they didn't have to deal with redlining. They didn't create the projects for them. All these different programs, these bank loans that they got denied, they didn't have to deal with that.
I'm not saying that they didn't have to deal with
right,
that. But so, that's your same point as the beginning of this conversation is, okay, so now what? Now what do we do? That's my whole point is like, we can sit up and say, well, they did this, well, they did that. Okay, then so what? Do we go outside the system? As a community, we say that, but then we don't do anything. Or when we do have people that are even within a system, right, that create these things for us to get loans or when it comes to banks or homes or cars or whatever the case is, then we don't go to them anyway. We go to the white people anyway. So it's like, again, it's like I don't understand what we want or what we want the solution to be.
This is what I want the solution to be. And people keep – it sounds so simple that it sounds crazy. But when you think about how layered it is, you'll understand. Independent thought. If you do not think for yourself, you can never make a change. When we talk about black people, what do we identify as?
What do we identify
as? Yeah, like as a culture. So every other culture, no matter how many religions or whatever the case, when it comes down to survival, they go back to their people. I'm Hispanic. I'm Asian. I'm Korean. I'm white. Mm-hmm. We the only ones that, nope, I'm Muslim, I'm Christian, I'm Democrat, I'm Republican. We have no identity. It's because we have no thought. So they program us to believe you this, you that, you that. We never fall back on I'm black. I'm black, but I'm from this block. They from that block. We ain't the same. I'm black, but I'm Jamaican. I'm black, but I'm Haitian. We ain't the same. We're the only ones that's like divided like this. So how in the fuck we gonna beat a system and we divided in our own system? We don't even have a system.
But a lot of them still do the same thing. They'll be like, I'm Irish or I'm El Salvadorian. I'm not the same as this or that. But they'll still stand together. Even though you could say you could be an independent thinker, I could be an independent thinker and I could independently choose to do crime for the rest of my fucking life. It ain't just it's more about effective independent thinking. Yes, it is. The bottom line is being able to think for yourself, but a lot of people can think for themselves and still don't know how to make certain decisions. A lot of people can still think for themselves and not be able to make the right choices in the right moments. You still have to be conditioned a certain way. Regardless of what we all want to think, you're an independent thinker, but you still got to develop and learn knowledge and wisdom from your own experiences and the things that you see, because you like we talk about all the time, 9 times out of 10, you're taught most of the shit that you know until you wake up to a point, like you say, where you're thinking for yourself and then questioning everything about what you choose to think.
Well, that's where it starts. So that ain't where it stops. So once you have the ability to think for yourself, meaning you can analyze information, now we can start arming ourselves and doing our research and figuring out the information that they already figured out. Because that's the only difference is they have the information and we don't. They have the, what else do they have? We're stronger. We done said, we taught them all this. We created all that. But guess what?
They got the unity. They got the dollars.
They have the thought. So all the divisive propagandas that they throw at us, they don't fall for. When the COVID shit happened, what happened? They all got exemptions, right? We didn't. And people didn't think for themselves. What'd they do? Turn on the news. What the news tell you to do? That's what 99% of the population did. The 1% that control the shit, guess what? They had thought and information. They didn't do it.
And they didn't have to because they created it.
But I'm just saying.
I know I'm not going to do it because I created the game you playing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But we're like in the game. So, oh my God, what is this? I need direction from no one's looking to themselves.
It's different. It's in each circumstance, it could be different. But I think overall, if we want to even create a new system, we have to be able to prosper to a certain degree. And until we can do that financially, mentally, it's just within that I can't even see about having talks about creating another system, in my opinion.
Fear of poverty. That's damn near half our population right there. Is the fear of poverty gone?
The fear of death. Motherfuckers ain't ready to die for no cause.
I'm just saying, fear of poverty. You're right, fear of death. That's half the fight right there. Half the population saying, fuck your fight, I'm broke, I need some money. They ain't trying to hear nothing. I can hear it when I'm paid. They're going to be broke forever. They don't realize the fight is going to help you get paid. Because once we break the chains of the system, guess what? We can flourish. But until then, you're going to stay where you at. Fear of death. You're not willing to die, put your life on the line.
Yeah, I mean,
so they go to school, like you said, let's take your route. We cultivate the kids, become productive members of society. What are most productive members of society? Do you think they rebel against the system and think for themselves, or are they aligned with the system?
I mean, I would say that they are aligned with the system like most people are, whether they're whatever color they are. But at that point in time, if we were to be more productive members of society, I don't even like saying that, but
define productive member of society.
I think somebody who is obviously
a slave
has a job, right? Has some sort of home to stay in, some sort of vehicle, maybe a family, things like that. Not in crime, not on welfare or anything of that nature. And that there's a lot of people that are black, white, all types of colors that are like that. So I think that's more of a productive member of society. Somebody who maybe has a trade. Somebody who has some sort of savings, maybe not, you know, the average savings, but $500 to $1,000. So just the standard basic things that would make you a productive member of society.
Okay. So now that we got that, does that person typically question the powers that be or the system, or do they typically blindly believe and just go along with it?
They typically blindly go along and believe with it. But again, you don't.
So how do we make change with someone who blindly goes along with anything?
Because the way you do things is slow. It could be slow and steady that win the race. And I think that, again, when you are cultivating minds and then along that period of time, there's more effort into investing. There's more effort into saving. There's more effort into education and these certain things that are going to progress us as a race little by little. So if you do have, again, our productive members of society were to triple from 2024 to 2075, it's going to look a lot different from us.
So who do you believe?
Bro, but let me say something, whether you believe that or not.
Go ahead.
Now, because I was going to say, even our people used to call it back in the day, hey, you got a slave? You got a slave? Because they know. As in reality, you know to survive, you need to be working, you need to be doing something. But I guarantee 90% of the people, if they had the option to not wake up and go to work every day, they wouldn't do it. If they had the option to have some money and do what they rather choose to do with their life, they would do that. Nobody wants to be blindly working. Half the motherfuckers that's doing that, if you ain't making an X amount of money, you living miserable. That's a fact.
This is why
people like us at a young age rebel, because we see our parents living like that, and nigga be damn near like, nigga, I'd rather crash out then suffer the same way I watched them, where they couldn't go get no shoes or some nigga's stomach's touching their back every night. You eat noodles and fucking shrimp every night. I'm just saying, most people, that system, cause like you said, it's designed. We clearly know this. Designed to be a worker. Never to be a what? An independent thinker. Never to be successful beyond measure that they want you to be. They know how far
you're going. I feel like we're having two different conversations. No, no. You guys are having a bigger conversation. I'm just saying us competing on a level that we need to. Like, when you look at those statistics of us being the lowest household income, like, come on now. When you look at us being the highest abortion rate. These certain things, if we change little by little over time, it changed what our race looks like.
Would
and what
you say
produced
by given by the definition that you gave? Would you consider me a productive member of society?
Yeah, I would think so.
Do I think like the average productive member of society?
I would say no. I would say no. But I also
so
think
who do you think who do you think could make more change if we came to the table with a plan? 100 me's or 100 people who's going to the political election poll right now?
Well, I think. Again, and this is what I'm saying, 100 yous are rarer than 100 regular people. So if you can, you have to play on people's strengths. That's all that I'm saying. Things that are going to be tangible and realistic, becoming more financially stable, becoming mentally well off, becoming more physically fit, having certain assets, that's more realistically attainable than fighting the system. That's, and again, I would, I
you know,
want
everything
to do that.
You named is a part of fighting the system.
But that's my point, though. Y'all are, so maybe we're having a different conversation or the same conversation.
We are,
conversation.
Because what I'm trying to get you to understand is who's more liable, but let me put it this way. Who's more liable to fight to free themselves? Someone who's fed, kept fat, and satisfied, or somebody that's starving, and they see the only way out is to break out? They both slaves. I keep this slave fed. Every time he hungry, I feed him. Every time he needs something, I give it to him.
No, that's why we had house niggas and we had field niggas.
Historically.
That's what I'm trying to get.
Which I understand that, but I
that's mean, the average citizen.
Okay,
he's
then,
fed and comfortable.
But
he
what about
doesn't
now?
Want to break out of this.
But there's a lot of people that are impoverished now, don't you think?
Yes, but they're also impoverished of the mind. They can't think. That's what I'm saying.
Bro is
it's
a,
all
bro,
in the thinking.
Bro is a productive citizen, but he's a perfect example. He's in real time working his way to get out of the system. It's not like he doesn't recognize what the fuck is going on. Like, yeah, I'm decent, but nigga, this ain't it. He's sharp enough to know that. And I'm pretty sure majority, because a lot of people don't, because they plan on, you know what they do? They work. I'm going to work until I retire at 65 and then think I'm going to live my motherfucking life.
They already plan for their life to be over.
It's already
at 18.
Over. This is your life every day, like bread and butter. This is why the man can be sick when he come home to his wife sitting in the car for 2 hours before he walk in the fucking house because he hate his damn life.
But that's not everybody's life.
He's a slave. A lot of people
that's
are
majority
living
of
like
people,
that.
Bro.
Yes, nigga.
That's
majority
of people
are living like that. Like
majority of the working class, bro, they don't have the willpower because they already succumbed to too many obstacles. Their whole goal, let me get to the top of this company. Let me get to the manager status. That's it. Mm-hmm. And at 65, I'm good. I got my pick. Do that sound like somebody that's trying to change the system? No, they're trying to become the best that they can be in that system, regardless of how many of the other people is fucked in that system.
But what I'm
long
saying
as
is-
I'm good... They like, fuck it.
I seen one nigga, he worked at a business for 40 years.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
This is the nigga I worked with personally.
Like, this 40, fast food 40
years in the warehouse. Nigga, that's so insane. Crip, he said he's sick one day, he couldn't work. They just changed it 5 more years for the retirement
age.
Yeah. He like 60. He said, they just gave me 5 more. Like, crack, like he doing real jail time. This is what I'm saying. He's like a slave. Like, he thought it was over. Like, he had a shit planned out. Finally finna go take a trip. Ain't never left nothing. Probably been to Mexico, and it's about it because he got family out there. But other than that, this nigga life been sick. He got kids and shit, but cuz like in his mind, he was just zooted the week before. Like, nigga, I'm about to be up out of here. They spanked that nigga, not even a month. Cuz about to be done.
Nah, I just wanted to say that too. Like, even entrepreneurship, right? It's something that I've talked about on my show. I think that that's also fighting the system, but that's still within the realms of what's already created. I just feel like we should put more emphasis on those things as a culture. And again, in 20, 30, 40, 50 years, we can see something different, in my opinion. And that's more realistic than saying, okay, right now, today, we're going to go fight the system. I would love for us to do that. But I know that there's not enough of us to do that. And we have to meet our people, to me personally, at a lower level than we might have to other people because of the things that have been that have happened. And so if I got to teach you work, think about it. Lil Duval said it. Niggas don't even niggas are still learning about work ethic and certain shit. Like, how can we advance if niggas are still struggling with minor things within our community? Like, we have to make people productive first before we can then say, okay, you're going to go take on this big feat. In my opinion, that's just how I look at it. I wouldn't want to send 100 crash dummies out there that have got no type of work ethic, drive, no mental stability, no mental toughness, nothing. They just some crash out niggas that's just angry.
I agree, but it's easy for everybody else to say that.
Because then you fight the system. Okay, now you fought the system. Now you got the same motherfuckers. What can they do?
You know what's crazy, right? So when I went to prison and then when I did the fire camp shit, it's niggas that was on dope. It's niggas that was doing all type of shit, fighting 100,000, 500,000 acre fires. I'm talking about you carrying 60-pound packs, saws, and all type of shit. Depending on the nature of why you're doing what you're doing, I believe the mind can tap into a lot of shit.
And there's training too.
Majority of that, we don't do. You hike maybe once a week. But what I mean is, the people that you might not think have that work ethic, depending on what the work is. Like you said, it depends on what the skill is. A motherfucker might not have the same enthusiasm to do some bullshit he don't really want to do. Versus if it's a real cause or something real back behind it where it might be beneficial for them, then you might could bring out something that's tapping into somebody that they don't even know that's within them. So I just look at that's shit. True. I look at shit different from it's all perception. But you're right, though. Most people don't want to do shit because they tired of this damn system. They but see this, what the fuck going on.
This is how I look at it. Help yourself, you help your people. It ain't no one person saving the black race.
Nah, not at all.
At all. So if each individual doesn't save themselves, the race never gets saved. That's how you save the race. Save yourself, help save your family. Every family does that. That's the collective. You cannot save everybody else. Even if we want to say, okay, let's get the kids. What do most parents do when your kids are kids? Brainwash them to be whatever you want them to be. Daddy, daddy, I want to be this. You ain't being that shit. Our family, we this. Our family are engineers. He want to be a construction worker. Dad saying, fuck no, you ain't bringing shame to the family. Now you shame him for what he want to be, and then you program to be what you want him to be. Very rare you'll have the black sheep who rebels, runs away, winds up doing like
shit, yeah.
But for the majority of people, you're already fucked at birth. Your family is already, their mind's gone. And they teaching you what they was taught. We Christian, you Christian. We Muslim, you Muslim. You don't get them a chance to study nothing and pick for themselves. You brainwash them. Every attribute you want your kid to have, you give to them before they can even talk. So how much of a chance do they have to come out here with free will and free thought when you don't even give them that at home? But the system made you do that. They created that. Or the devil, I like to say. They already created that. You got overindulgence of food. How much of the U.S. population is overweight?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot. Probably 30, 40%.
It's way higher than that.
You think? Damn, that's crazy.
Way higher than
everybody
that.
Everybody out here fat.
It's damn near, I would say damn near probably like 60%.
60%, okay.
They're gone. Yeah. Overindulgence of sex. How many people is paying for sex right now? OnlyFans through the roof. Porn through the roof. They're gone. Gambling problems. How many people got gambling problems? They're gone.
Drugs.
They're gone. Religion. They're brainwashed. They're gone. You got the people that only care about sports. They live for sports. That's it. As long as they can watch a game and bet on a game, life is good. They're gone. Majority of the population's cooked. So you're sitting here trying to unprogram 50 years of that from a grown-ass man? Bro, it's never going to happen. Free yourself, free your family.
Everything y'all saying was my whole point from the fucking beginning. It's way more forces against us than it is that's not. But that's my whole thing. That's in place that people don't even know that's in place. People would never think a sport has that much of a tie on them until we see people getting stomped out at these games over players that they never even met in their life.
Burning down buses, blowing their hands off.
That shit was crazy. Yeah, I seen that.
But you know what the answer is to all of that? Independent thought. Free mind. Think for yourself. And be able to make wise decisions. because you ain't gonna go bet your last on a fucking game which you have no control over that's rigged anyway. If you got freedom of thought.
That was their freedom of thought to go bet.
No, that wasn't their freedom of thought.
Nobody made them go
nah,
do that.
Nah, them niggas is programmed to go bet, bro. That's a vice.
That was their freedom.
That's a vice. Niggas get in depressed or something bad happened, half the population go run straight to drugs instead like of run to their
like,
own mind.
I don't know if you guys ever studied a samurai, but they lived like every day trying to perfect the craft. Like that was their every single day was to get better. Literally every day. So I feel like, is that kind of what you're saying? Because that was their philosophy, independent thought, and being able to get better every day. They really prided themselves on training, not just in physicality, but reading, building, art, whatever it was. They really took a liking to progressing every single
day.
A
lot of those type of samurais and stuff, and like people like, I like to use Bruce Lee a lot because he was so tapped in at a young age, but it's knowing themselves. And when you know yourself, you will eventually learn to think for yourself. But when you know yourself, like you say, you know your vices, you know what things to stay away from. But majority of us, even when we do have certain thoughts, I always tell people, like, do you control your mind or do your mind control you? And a lot of people don't understand that. But a lot of people wake up, you're like you said, you program. You hit the shit at 6 o'clock. You brush your teeth the same way. You probably piss at 6:15. You probably walk down, drink some water. Whatever you do, most people do... We creatures of habits, you know what I'm saying? And we already are programmed to do this all the time. So this is how they can study us and know, okay, if we lay this out here, they're going to react this way every single time. Majority of population is going to react this way. The same way they do test dummies with the damn COVID shit. That was just a test to see how we going to react. Maybe for some, let me stop even going with that because you know how they be getting on us with that stuff.
That's crazy. Tweaking with
that. I ain't going to get there.
But you, I'm going to say this. You just made a great point. With the samurai, do you think, let's say we take 100 of them and then 100 good members of society.
Yeah, it's a wrap. They're going, yeah.
Who do you think is more easily and susceptible to get to do what you want them to do?
I agree that it would be the regular people.
What's the only difference between the two?
Really, it is their thought process. So I'm agreeing with you on that, but I had stated earlier that I think it's rare for those types of people to come along. And then on top of that, like, I feel like it's hard for people to, we're so busy being like, for instance, you might be great and it might be another great person over here within our community, but they don't want to link up together because he wants to be the great one. I was actually watching Selma earlier and it was like niggas who was on King's Camp who were already in Selma that had their own thing that was like, nah, we don't really want to fuck with bro and do his way. Like, however y'all feel about him, I feel about him. But you see that division in our community all the time where you have powers that be that are both on a level that if they did collaborate, they could shoot for the stars, but they're too busy creating these borders to keep what they have near to them and to keep their ego and success at the level it is in fear of clashing with you. And, oh, maybe now you become the ringleader and it's not me no more. You see that all the time.
It's crazy though, because what y'all say, like, you know, it was like a sensei or something. And he meditated, he did whatever. You know, some people think like the dude kept talking about basically he wanted to get to a level of enlightenment. And he would see the sensei meditating all the time and he'd ask him, man, can I get enlightened in 1 year? Oh, can I get enlightened? And he like, will it take me 3 years? And he basically just brushed him off, like, yeah, it'll take you a year. Or it might take you 3 years, it might take you 10 years. But the whole moral of that was that he had to wake himself up to the point where I could teach you everything I know, but until you tap in and meditate, you can go sit under a tree and do all this, but that ain't going to mean nothing if you're not be able to tap in and do all that yourself. To the point, like you said, you have to be an independent thinker to the point where you can try to wake up the masses. And I think those type of people know this. Like, it's your journey to figure that out. It's not on me. I can give you some of the game from it, but you're not going to know. It's like when you meditate, you get to a point where you know you there, but you don't. It's hard to explain to other people. Like we could both sit here and meditate, but I might get to that point where I feel like I'm within myself faster than you do. Mm. You get what I'm saying? Because of practice, like you said, over and over. And some people might look at it like it's just stupid, but not knowing that energy and stuff is you channeling is real.
Man, I can go on all day. We're running out of time. We got another collab. But I'm going to say this. I'm going to end it. My final words. The main problem is majority of people have no purpose at all. Now, majority of people are working to get by, even these good, productive members of society, but majority of the population lacks purpose. And majority of the population fills their idle time with entertainment. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they don't have purpose. Now, a man or a woman with purpose fills their idle time with activities that help push them toward their goal of accomplishing their goal. And anything outside of that, they don't do. I'm not partying, nigga. I have a goal to reach. Them hours, I could be here editing video. I could be recording another video. I could be at the gym. I could be looking at my investments. That's a person with purpose. They know exactly what they want, and they know exactly the road to take. They know, you may not know exactly,
but you know. Do you think they know, or what do you say, take the first staircase? You might not always see
just go,
the way
we just gone,
top.
Yeah. Just jump off the porch.
Take the first step, though, but you're going to keep going until you get there, basically.
And as you on that road, you'll start to figure out other options to get you there faster. Like, oh, shit, I could take this shortcut. Oh, shit, I could just jump this gate. But you would have never knew that if you didn't take that first step.
You got final words?
No, that was a good one. It turned up at the end. That was a good conversation. That
look,
was cool.
Man, y'all share
Johnny
like...
was getting frustrated.
That was cool. Hey, he was packing his ass up.
Nah, hey, like, nigga, fuck what you talking about. Nigga, give me a solution, nigga. Nigga, you finna tell me something, nigga. I wasn't even debating y'all solutions.
No, because with these type of conversations, it is good for each individual involved to give what they believe to be a solution. Because too often, our community just names, this is the problem, this is the problem, this is the problem, and nobody has a fucking solution. So I believe if you don't have a solution, you shouldn't even have a seat at the table. Because right. Why? You just here to complain? We can complain all day. Nigga, what's the solution?
Do people even know what the problem is, though? Can you even identify what's really going on?
If you can't, you might not need to sit at the table either. Go lock in.
That's what I'll be trying to get. Like, you got to still even know. Some people can't even identify what's really happening. So... go ahead, close it out, yeah. We do got to get on.
We already running late. But I'm going to say this too. Stop looking for the next Malcolm. Stop looking for the next Martin and become one. That's the problem. Oh, we need another Malcolm. We need another. What the fuck are you talking about? You in control of your life. We could be the next Malcolms. Nigga, I can't save your life. You do. You can. You got to take the action. You know what I'm saying? You have to go out there and take action to change your life. We could talk till we blue in the face just to motivate you, but that motivation is supposed to incite action. That's another problem with our community. We're waiting for saviors that's never going to come. You are the savior. A lot of people don't want to realize that and face that. You're the savior, bro. You're the savior, ma'am. Save your motherfucking self. Devour it.
Ain't no handouts, I did it from the ground up. Yeah. In the streets, thuggin' hardest where they found us. Got a problem, nigga, watch my troopers mount up. My bitches bang too, and you a lame though. You niggas ain't outside, yeah, we came through. You want your lights up, we put you on the shack.